Have you ever thought about how good or bad your life could have been if you had made different decisions? Well, Michelle Brazier's new show at the Sydney Comedy Festival is all about those sliding door moments. What could have been or should have been. Multiple award-winning actor, singer, writer, comedian Michelle Brazier joins us now. How are you going, Michelle? I said, how are you going, Michelle?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, all the better for having you on here at the moment. My sliding door moment for right now is I said, how are you going, Michelle? And then nothing happened. And then I said it again and something did happen.
I answered you twice. I don't know why you asked me twice. I did answer you.
Look, I hate it when we argue on radio, Michelle. Your new show, Legacy, is happening as part of the Sydney Comedy Festival. That's very exciting.
Yes, I'm really excited. I'm so pumped. We've just closed Melbourne Comedy Festival and sold out, added a bunch of extra shows, so I'm really keen to come down to Sydney.
How was the Melbourne Comedy Festival, with the exception of the fact that it's not as good as Sydney?
It was great. I mean, it was a wonderful festival. I don't think we can really compare. Melbourne International Comedy Festival is a pretty fantastic festival. It was lovely. It was really busy. We had a great time. I'm exhausted, but I'm really excited for Sydney.
Without giving away any spoilers, the new show Legacy, about the sliding door moments, it begins with you finding an envelope with $10.50 inside of it for another Michelle Brazier. What did you find in your search for this doppelganger?
Well, you have to come and see the show. I really cannot ruin it. But it's just about trying to find... I went to a cinema and I was supposed to have tickets put aside for me for this event. They didn't have the tickets. Instead, they just found this envelope that was the cinema branding, and it had my name on it and $10.50 in mostly coins. And then they wouldn't take it back because they were like, it's for you. I was like, it's not for me. They're like, we don't accept cash. I was like, you just gave me this cash. So I just went on a little mission to try and find who it was for. And yeah, I found some pretty wild and wonderful things. Quite nice.
Well, that's good. So even though the theatre might not accept cash, you do, and it set you off on a brand new adventure.
Absolutely.
Is your poodle going to be performing with you? Also, no spoilers.
I don't have a poodle. She's a Labrador.
Oh, right. I thought it was not a Labradoodle. Maybe I'm just sort of incredibly terrible at identifying dogs.
No, there is a poodle in the poster, and the poodle is referenced in the show. But, my dog, Eva, I'm currently in the car driving up to Sydney. We're driving so that she can come, and she does, like, little meet and greets with everyone after the show.
Oh, right. So sort of like the dog sort of runs the merch tent and so on.
Pretty much, yeah.
Does Nina the puppy get up on stage and do any performing, anything like that, or play the piano, or, I don't know, whatever it is that dogs
quite
do?
She can't quite play the piano, no.
Well, because that would be an incredible skill for Nina to have, because you also do a bit of singing as well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Is that a thing where sort of, I know there's lots of musical comedians, but is there sort of a tendency there where sort of the perception of people is that comedians do comedy because they don't have good singing voices?
Think so. I mean, that's you're the first person I've heard saying that. I think it is a surprise when I sing and people, you know, people are always like, oh, I didn't know that you could do that. But I think, you know, the secret's probably out now. It's less of a secret weapon and more of a people expect to hear me do some songs.
You know what I thought was surprising? When the dog that was running the merch tent got up and played the piano. I thought that was amazing. When do your shows for the Sydney Comedy Festival begin and end, Michelle?
We start, I think, on Wednesday, and through the weekend, and then I head home on Monday. So, yeah, I'm really, really pumped. It's at the Factory Theatre. We're going to have a lovely old time.
Where is home for you, if you don't mind me asking?
Melbourne.
All right, so that's why when I sort of said that the Sydney Comedy Festival might have been spirit of the Melbourne Comedy Festival, you were like, yeah, no, that's not necessarily the case. Although
I did strongly ignore it, yes.
Good of you to do so. Well, let me tell you, the Factory Theatre is an absolutely wonderful venue, great place to go and have a drink and hang out as well as check out some comedy. Besides your shows at various comedy festivals all around the place, you've worked on Mad as Hell and Auntie Donna and so much more. What have you got coming up in the next little while that people should know about?
We interrupt this broadcast and Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe, both on TV at the moment. So people can check those out. We're having a nighttime screen of both of those. So, yeah, that and then just my tour. Come see my little show.
Come see the little old show. Michelle Brazier, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.